From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Francis Alonso reporting. The Islamic State has claimed responsibility for a suicide attack that targeted a police training center in Pakistan, killing at least 60 recruits and wounding more than 120 others. The assault began just before midnight on Monday, with three assailants entering the hostel for recruits inside the complex and spraying occupants with bullets. This is provincial government spokesman Anwar ul Haq Kaka.
They were all unarmed trainees who are normally at that time of the night were either retiring to their bed or engaged with their smartphones or other phones in their private leisure time. So they took them by surprise.
On Tuesday, the Islamic State released pictures of the three attackers with machine guns and explosives strapped to their bodies. Two women and two men were killed at a theme park on Australia's popular Gold Coast, according to police Tuesday. This is Queensland Police spokesman Todd Reed.
One of the rides have sustained some sort of malfunction, causing two people to be ejected from a ride. Another two people were caught inside the ride, two males and two females.
The ride is called Thunder River Rapids, and it happened at the Dream World Park. Workers are set to begin to demolishing the notorious Calais jungle camp Tuesday. It comes as a second batch of migrants boarded buses under a massive operation to clear the settlement. Britain's government Tuesday backed plans to build a new runway at London's Heathrow Airport. A government statement says it's a major boost for the UK economy. This is VOA News.